The first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. Republicans have unveiled a pared-down coronavirus relief package with plans for a vote later this week.
Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont doesn't think much of the GOP's latest relief bill.
It's woefully inadequate to meet the needs of the country.
But Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's heard complaints like that before.
The Democratic leaders have spent months playing these Goldilocks games. They've complained about every single thing we've put forward.
McConnell says a bill which would bolster unemployment benefits and provide more money for the Paycheck Protection Program deserves a vote.
And it's going to happen this week.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Georgia's Secretary of State said Tuesday his office is investigating double voting in the June primary. That would mean people submitted absentee ballots but also voted in person. Brad Raffensperger says people who send in an absentee vote and then vote at the polls without getting their first vote canceled are committing a serious felony.
Every double voter will be investigated thoroughly. A double voter knows exactly what they are doing, diluting the votes of each and every voter that follows the law. Those that make the choice to game the system are breaking the law.
Raffensperger says his office has identified about 1,000 cases of potential double voting across 100 counties statewide. Despite some news reports, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says President Trump is not pressuring federal regulators to quickly approve a coronavirus vaccine before one is proven safe and effective.
When we look at trying to suggest that the president is putting his finger on the FDA or NIH or anything else, the facts just do not back that up. Lots of rhetoric backs it up, but the facts do not.
Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow down by 632 points, the Nasdaq dropping 465, the S&P lower by 95. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
God's word is power, and we need to be in his word every day gaining wisdom. God is very patient, but because of our immoral society, we are drowning in debt, have poor public education, and corruption all around us. Our founders would be horrified at what the Democratic agenda has become. With the right and left fighting each other, they get none of the work done. Please go to ProfitToAmerica.com. We're going to lose America. You can't remain silent. That's Profit.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you on a Tuesday. I know it feels like a Monday, but it is really Tuesday, and so good to have you with us. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. Thanks to gentleman Jim Dallas for his assistance on our Best Of program yesterday. And are we a battleground state just 2 months away from Election Day? Are we really a battleground state? Yes, we are. We've got appearances both Saturday and Sunday here in Nevada, Saturday in Reno, and at Cirrus Aviation at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. Let's see what Victor Jakes thinks about that. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. How was your weekend, my friend?
It was great. Thank you. Great to be with you.
And the weather has moderated, although the dust is blowing like crazy, but at least a brief respite from the heat.
Oh, finally. I mean, it was weekend was almost unbearable, and it's nice to be able to walk outside and not feel like you're dying. So hopefully the air gets a little better.
Okay, so what do you make of what is coming up this weekend? Not one appearance in Nevada, but two appearances in Nevada. Does it underscore the importance of Nevada as a battleground state?
Absolutely. I mean, this puts Nevada on the map as a place that Trump thinks he can win, that the campaign thinks is a potential flip state. And, you know, the president's time is very limited. There's a lot of states that are, you know, demanding his attention, and he's decided that one of the states that's important to his campaign is Nevada, which is an incredible sign, an encouraging sign, and I think gives Republicans every reason to be optimistic.
And one of the things he's doing is he is advertising the fact that while Joe Biden today, you know what Joe Biden had on his public schedule? Nothing. And the president has been saying that he's going to do this two and maybe three times a day. As we move to the stretch drive, the president, at least from an energy standpoint, is outdueling the former vice president, while the former vice president is still buried in his basement.
Yeah, I think Biden's campaign was, you know, just politically in terms of being able to hide Biden, was very excited about the coronavirus, shutting everything down. You know, he doesn't have to be on the campaign trail. He doesn't have to answer questions. Doesn't have to talk to people, get angry at them, and Trump is just the opposite. I mean, he loves voters, he loves people, he loves getting out there, and I this is really his element.
And in fact, the president was in Florida, another battleground state, earlier today, and will go to another battleground state tonight in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I want to ask you about the vaccine. And the importance or lack of importance, is it important that the president have a vaccine that is viable before November 3rd?
I mean, no, I don't think, you know, that's going to win or lose in the race. I mean, obviously, if it happens, it'd be wonderful. It'd be wonderful news. But, you know, I mean, the way things are trending now, I think, you know, a lot of people are looking at the coronavirus as something that's in the rearview mirror. I mean, the treatments have gotten better. We know, you know, who's vulnerable and who's not. I mean, you look at the 22-mile traffic jam from Californians trying to leave Las Vegas this weekend. I mean, you look at all the people on the Las Vegas Strip, you know, masks seem to be optional, certainly. I think people have kind of put it in the rearview mirror.
And in that case, then, Can it be an issue? Can it be a game changer, though, if he does get this vaccine before November 3rd?
Yeah. I mean, I think if it's, you know, it can't look political. I mean, if the scientists come out and say, oh, we rushed it, you know, I think that's certainly not going to help him. But if it's something where, the scientists, the CDC comes out and say, yeah, it's good. We're ready. You know, this is an incredible record, and you know, we've got it for the most vulnerable people, and we're ramping up, you know, a million tests a week or something, or vaccines a week. It certainly would be a game changer.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I always love having him on because his one of the things I like to do is break down his columns because his columns are always so dynamic. And your column over the weekend, NBA's Jacob Blake boycott may have accomplished nothing. What did you mean by that? I mean, because everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. I mean, it was the talk of the sports world, and the NBA shut down, and then baseball games weren't being played, and the Golden Knights, you know, their game was canceled. And, 2 weeks later, it's like, oh, well, the playoffs are on, and, okay, I'm going to go watch a game. I mean, it did nothing. I mean, they did it. They, you know, it's like the dog catches the postman, and it's like, well, what do I do now? It's like they canceled the game, and the investigation, the shooting continued. You know, there was no mob went out there and grabbed the police officer. There were no legislative changes. I mean, they didn't know what they wanted. And then to make it worse, his story fell apart. I mean, he wasn't a good Samaritan trying to break up a fight. He was an accused sexual assaulter who was at, you know, the person who said that, you know, she said that he sexually assaulted her with her child in the room. You know, it's just, he's not a great guy. We got more of the video coming out. He was clearly resisting arrest. The investigation report came out and said he had a knife. This is not a case of white cop sees black man and shoots him. I mean, it's much more complex than that.
I want to ask you about law and order. We've got 2 months till the election. In the state of Nevada, early voting is October 17. And a lot of people are asking, is law and order going to be the issue? If it's not the coronavirus, is it going to be law and order?
Yeah, I think you might see that as kind of the third big issue. I mean, I think the coronavirus is an issue. I think the economy certainly is an issue, and the jobs report that came out last week was incredible. And then I think you've got this, you know, law and order, defund the police, riots in the streets. I think you see that as an issue. Certainly that's an issue that plays to the president's strength. I mean, it's so funny to watch the mainstream media go from, you know, the riots don't exist, to it's mostly peaceful, and, well, there are riots, but they're Trump's fault. So, I mean, I think clearly the media sees this as a vulnerability for Biden, and they're trying to pin the blame on Trump, which is pretty incredible.
And by the way, the piece I want to see in a campaign ad is the CNN reporter saying it's peaceful protests and behind him buildings are burning down behind him. That hasn't been in a campaign ad yet, but I'm waiting. I'm hopeful.
Well, it's right there for the taking. I mean, fiery, but mostly peaceful. I mean, it's just, I got to write a column about this, so you're getting a little preview, but it's like, if the media would treat the police like they treat protesters, there'd be nothing to protest about. I mean, you're talking about, you know, if you look at the number of police interactions with African Americans versus the number of, African American males or African Americans who are shot and who are unarmed, I mean, it was like 14 last year. There were 14 people, and in most cases, they were either fleeing or actively resisting arrest. But they're like, oh, the protests, they're 93% peaceful. It's like, guys, pick a standard, because look, if 93% of cops were law-abiding and you had 7% who were out there just, you know, shooting African-Americans, yeah, then I'd be concerned. But the media said, well, 7% of the protesters are violent. It's no big deal.
Getting back to the Jacob Blake NBA boycott, which started baseball doing it, and, you know, the NHL did it, and everybody was doing it. All the athletes were talking. There's now a thing called an Athletes Alliance .com. In all of that, though, when you say it accomplished nothing, what needs to happen for it to be an accomplishment? Is it a matter of it becoming a political movement where they actually elect people on the, you know, the Jacob Blake ticket, or what?
Well, they need to know what they want. I mean, I think that's the big thing. It seems like what their complaints are is that, they've bought into this narrative that there are lots of white police officers out there who are just looking to shoot African Americans. And I mean, you saw LeBron James give this interview, and he says, you know, we don't know as you know, black men, if a police officer is having a bad day or if they've just woken up that day and decided they want to go shoot a black person. And it's like, actually, we do, because last year, Washington Post database, there were 14 shootings of unarmed black people. And I went through those last week. Most of them involved people who were fleeing or people who were attacking the police, even though they didn't have a gun. And so, you know, this idea that, you know, just because you have a certain amount of melanin in your skin, your life is in danger just randomly from the police, it's false. It's not true. Was it true a century ago? Yes, in some places, absolutely it was. But it's 2020, and it is not true today. And it's just shameful to be scaring people and making them think that the police are a threat to their life.
Again, joining us, the guy that writes three times a week for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, he is Victor Jakes, and he joins us. Let me just ask you, I don't know if you've seen any of these on TV, but I find them fascinating, the idea of driving Air Force One right up to the open end of a hangar, Cirrus Aviation, in the case of Las Vegas on Sunday night, and thousands of people gather. It's breathtaking to see. I've never been there in person for one of these things, but on TV it looks just awesome. What is he trying to do with these rallies, especially the ones that can be done very quickly, relatively inexpensively, like he's going to be doing in just a few minutes in Winston-Salem, North Carolina?
Well, he's trying to, you know, rally the troops. He's trying to you know, get his supporters excited to go out and elect him. You know, people who are on the fence, give them a chance for him to make his appeal in person. This might become a standard for the reasons you just said. It's cheap, it's quick. You know, the president can get in and get out. He doesn't have to, you know, shut down city streets to get certain places. And you know, obviously, I think it's done in response to the coronavirus, where they're trying to keep things outdoors to reduce the spread, which is smart. I mean, it's smart to be wise. You don't have to be, you know, stuck in your basement. You can take mitigation steps, which I think these outdoor rallies are. But just like you say, I think it's going to look incredible. I think the people who go are going to be excited to go. And I'm actually writing about this for tomorrow. But I mean, I would be stunned if Sisolak and his office aren't working right now to try and shut it down. So it's going to be an interesting week.
That was going to be my next question. Because the governor has made no bones of the fact, and in fact, the president has said that they're trying to keep me out of Nevada with a rally. But apparently he's not going to be denied. Again, it's Tuesday. The rally is Sunday. Anything can happen. But you do think that the governor's going to be working overtime to try and shut this thing down or find some way to shut it down?
Well, absolutely, I do. Yeah. I've seen emails from the governor's staff to local officials saying, you know, the Evangelicals for Trump event, you know, they wanted it shut down. And when it was happening, the governor's senior advisor was texting city officials saying, you know, the governor is upset. You know, what's happening? There's emails from a Las Vegas official internally saying basically the governor was wanting to know why Metro wasn't physically shutting down the event. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a fascinating next 5 days. I mean, I would just be stunned if Sisolak isn't behind the scenes trying to get that event shut down.
Wow. More coming up with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He even gave you a sneak preview of tomorrow's column. I think that's wonderful. Thank you. More to come with Victor Jakes as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. One of the things we like to do is bring you the people that are making news, and Victor Jakes does it each and every week. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Uh-oh.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper, but you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's a effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We were talking about a vaccine, and I'm just curious, though. How do we convince the American people that a vaccine will not only work, but also not kill you? What do you think?
Well, I think the it's got to come from medical doctors. I think everything's so polarized that, you know, if Trump gets out there and says it's got my seal of approval, I think a lot of people are going to be skeptical, and I think not without reason. But if the career, CDC folks are willing to get out there and say, yeah, this works, this is good. If they're transparent with the data and other doctors and researchers can go in there and say, all right, well, here's the testing, here's what it showed. I think that's the kind of stuff that will give you confidence in it.
But what if Biden finds 10 doctors that say, don't believe it? And Trump has 10 doctors that say, believe it.
Yeah,
then what?
I think it's, you're not going to get widespread belief. I mean, I think if that happens, and I mean, the media, I think, certainly is going to be looking for that narrative of, Trump rushed it. Oh, it's his October surprise. Oh, it's not real. And so I think you've just got to be rock solid on the science behind it.
Well, we'll find out soon enough, because supposedly they're going to have something before November 3rd. Let me just ask you, are you satisfied right now that here in Nevada we are ready to kick this thing off? I mean, we're going to have ballots going out in the mail. We're going to have October 17 as the early voting. Are we ready for this? Have you talked to Wayne Thorley or Barb Zagaski or anybody like that as to whether we're actually ready for this thing?
Well, I mean, I know they're doing their best. I mean, they pulled off the primary, which was an all-mail election. I think there's been some concern about poll workers, but I think they've been able to hire more people. I'm not concerned about, they're going to forget to have the ballots printed and that's going to be a crisis. I mean, I'm more concerned about, there's 80,000 people who they should have taken off the rolls here in Clark County because they moved. And we know that because of the primary election, the ballot card returned is undeliverable, and they're still on the roll. So
are they going to get – now, wait a minute. Are they going to get sent ballots again?
Yes. Yes,
so we're going to go to the expense of sending them out again, and the chances are, well, we don't know. We may send 80,000 out, and we may only get 70,000 returned. Somebody will be holding on to 10,000 ballots.
Well, I mean, you just don't know. That's the problem. I mean, you don't know if you're going to see all the ballots in the apartment complexes again. There's going to be people who move into houses, and they get ballots from the people who lived there before. And that's just concerning. if Nevada is as tight as we think it's going to be, and maybe it's not even for the presidential race. Maybe it's for an assembly race. I mean, if you think about Senator Keith Picker, state senator, he won his last election by 24 votes. I mean, look, you would be able to go on ground and get 100 ballots in a Senate district and fill them out. And that could be the difference between, a supermajority for Democrats and a not supermajority. And so it's very concerning, and signature verification is just not strong enough to prevent all those ballots from getting through.
So what happens with the economy? What we really haven't talked about yet is the economy, which looks like it's bouncing back. Anything can happen. Obviously, we had a downturn in the Dow over the last couple of days, but I'm curious what you think of the economy, and is it the economy stupid? Is it a matter of the economy? I mean, we were talking about the things that are going to maybe be the game changer. Is it possible that rebuilding the economy, not once but twice, is going to be the ultimate factor?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a huge factor. I mean, I think if the economy is strong over the next 2 months, that means the coronavirus there wasn't a second surge, which I think helps Trump. And then, Trump can just say, look, I built a roaring economy before. Give me 4 more years and I'll do it again, and you'll be better off for it. And I think that's going to be a message that appeals to a lot of people. That was certainly his strongest message, 7 months ago was, you may not like me, but look at the economy. And I think that's still a good card for Trump to play. I don't think it has to be obviously as good as it was 7 months ago, but, if the unemployment keeps dropping, that's going to be a really powerful sign given where things were in March and April.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And, you know, we talk about the violence in the streets. We still have violence in the streets across the nation, now in places like Rochester, New York. Is this orchestrated, do you think? And is it time for the...